It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And there's an issue that affects so many women. An estimated 1 in 10 women worldwide is Endometriosis Awareness Week, a painful condition. Tissue similar to the lining of the uterus growing in other parts of our body. I suffer from it as well. So I had to call in a professional to give us the tea on this. We are talking to my buddy, Dr. Nia Jenkins. She is a board-certified urogynecologist. Did I get that right? I want to make sure I got your title right, doctor.
You got it right. You got it right. OBGYN, urogynecologist, all the things.
Okay. With University Health Women's Care, Obstetrics, and Gynecology. Thank you so much, Nia. First of all, for those who aren't familiar, what exactly? I tried to describe endometriosis, but I want the medical definition.
That's perfect, Julie. That is perfect. I'm so happy that you asked, especially with this being Endometriosis Awareness Month. So this is the presence of endometrial glands or stroma, that tissue that's inside of the uterus. It actually grows outside of the uterus. So it can be seen on the ovaries. It can be seen on your bowel. It can be seen on the lining of the inside of your belly. It can be seen anywhere. And so obviously, anytime you have a tissue that's in a place that it's not supposed to be, it causes a significant amount of pain. And so, like you already said, this typically affects reproductive or younger age women, about 10% of women. We really only see it in about 5% of women that have gone through menopause. Mm. The thing is, you know, when we talk about this and we talk about how painful it is, it also causes other issues. So we see it in about 38% of women that have issues with infertility and about 80% of women that have issues with pelvic pain.
Yes, and I'm a witness to that. I had pain in my lower back for years till we discovered that it was caused by endometriosis. So I'm being treated with a low-dose birth control pill so I don't have to worry about the periods, which were painful. But for Dr. Nia, for those who may be thinking, okay, what's going on with me? What are some signs that women need to be aware of that could possibly be endometriosis?
Perfect. So there is what we call a classic triad of things that can happen. So it's painful menstrual cycles, pain with intercourse, and infertility issues. Ding, ding, ding. If you have all three of those, you probably have endometriosis. There are other things that can happen. The lower back pain that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Sometimes patients can have urinary symptoms, like they're going frequently, they're going often, they're going at night, they're seeing blood in their urine. And even sometimes, if that endometriosis, like we talked about, is on the bowel, you can actually have issues with your bowel. So constipation, problems with diarrhea, problems with even seeing blood in your stool. And then, of course, you can always have the issues that are really associated with you mentally. You're in so much pain. You start to have all this anxiety and depression that you didn't have before. And it's really because you have all these symptoms and all this pain.
Oh, wow. So I have to ask, Dr. Nia, how can women get diagnosed to know for certain that they have endometriosis? And what are some ways that it can be treated?
So this is the sneaky thing about endometriosis. We actually have to see it, biopsy it, send it to the lab to actually get a diagnosis. So we really don't know why it happens. I mean, there's three reasons that we kind of throw out there why it could happen. You know, we think that maybe when women have their menstrual cycle, the blood goes the wrong way, like through the tubes, and it gets into the cavity. We think sometimes it can actually get into their blood vessels and spread. We really don't know. And so because of that, it makes the diagnosis difficult. So a lot of times we base it on how people present to us clinically and or surgically when we go in and look inside the belly, typically laparoscopically with a small camera. We see those lesions, we biopsy it, and then boom, we have our diagnosis right there. But don't get it twisted, Julie. If a patient comes in with symptoms and we don't have that perfect diagnosis, we are still going to treat you. We don't want people to suffer.
Yeah. And you have just explained my life because I went through all that to get it diagnosed. And they say that sometimes it'll end for women by the time they start menopause. But as you said, there's a small percentage who get it after menopause. So, sisters, you are in my prayers with that one.
Right. And then, I mean, stay encouraged because there's many things we can do. We can do anti-inflammatories. We try low-dose birth control pills. There's a couple shots that we can try. We can even try an IUD for someone that still has a uterus. So we like for women to stay encouraged because, you know, it can be debilitating, as you know.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of options for treatment out there. And making sure, you know, I will ping this while I can. social media, Google, the internet. There's a lot of good information, but it's so important this day and time for women to sit down and talk to their providers and make sure they're being treated for the right thing and make sure we're not missing something.
Yes, be as transparent as possible. Well, I thank you, my sister, Dr. Nia Jenkins. Love what you do and how you care so much for women. University Healthcare, OBGYN. I appreciate you, sis.
Thank you, Julie.